The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is sponsored by Bridgeway Community Church.
The following program has been pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Today is an encore presentation of Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. We're not taking your calls today, but thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Happy Monday to you. It's Marriage Monday. Are you ready to talk to me? Come on, let's go.
Live from our nation's capital, welcome to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. An expert on race, religion, and relationships, Dr. Anderson wants to talk to you. Our phone lines are now open. 888-432-7434. And now, please welcome Dr. David Anderson, your bridge-building voice in the nation's capital.
That's me. Your bridge building voice right here in the nation's capital. How in the world are you today? So glad you're hanging out with me. Whether you're in your kitchen or in your car, driving through ice or snow or rain or whatever it is, wherever it is and whatever you're driving through, I'm glad to be doing it with you and you with me right here on WAVA 105.1 FM. In the nation's capital, covering the D.C. metropolitan area, Virginia, Maryland, parts of West Virginia and Pennsylvania included. And, of course, on the World Wide Web on WAVA.com and on my socials. I'm waving at you now for those of you who are on my Facebook Live and my YouTube Live page. Thanks a lot for tuning in. If you're new to the show, let me tell you how we roll. And if you're not new, you could probably say it with me. Are you ready? Today is what? Marriage Monday. Tomorrow is Tough Topic Tuesday. Then after that, Wisdom Wednesday. And then after that, Theological Thursday. That's right. And then after that, Open Phone In Friday. Anything you want to talk to me about on Friday is fair game. And then on Saturday, we have a special from 7 to 7:30 highlighting some of the calls throughout the week or other interviews. And then, of course, you're free to check us out and worship with me on Sundays, if you'd like to do that at Bridgeway Community Church. You can find us at bridgeway.cc. And, of course, we have a wonderful broadcast service, so wherever you are, you can check us out for about an hour, hour and 15 minutes at 8 every Sunday. All right? Now, listen, it is a call-in talk show, so if you want to call and talk to me, my phone number live in studio today is 888-432-7434. We are talking about marriage. So if you have a marriage question or concern or challenge, feel free to call me at that number. And if you have a hard time getting that number jotted down, then just remember the word bridge, 888-43-BRIDGE. Okay, that is the number, and you can call now. So what is the topic today? The topic comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33. Let me read it for you. Because, ladies, this is going to be for you today, or maybe it's for the men. I don't know how you want to look at this, but either way, it's directed at you, ladies. Don't worry, we're going to give the opposite next week, but this is what it says. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and here's the part that we're going to focus on today, and the wife must respect her husband. There it is. That's the last line of Ephesians 5, verse 33. And the wife ought to respect her husband. So here's the question. Unconditional respect, question mark. Unconditional respect. Is it realistic to unconditionally respect your husband? Why or why not? Is it realistic for a wife to give unconditional respect to her husband? Why or why not? In other words, it says ought to give respect. How about unconditional respect? Is that possible, ladies? I'm simply asking you. Feel free to give me a call if you think it's possible. And if it's not, tell me why not. If it is, tell me why it is. If it's the wrong question, I'm up for that as well. Now, next week, gentlemen, just so you know, is it possible to unconditionally love your wife? But that is next week. We always start, hey, ladies first, right? Just like in that passage, it actually addresses the wives first, then the husbands. But in that verse, it says that the men ought to love his wife. But we're not going to talk about that right now. Mm-hmm. Love and respect. And today we're starting with respect. Gentlemen, does your wife respect you? Do you feel like she respects you? Do you feel respected in your house? And by the way, what does that feel like? What does it look like? It could look different for different men. I'd love to hear a couple gentlemen call and say, yep, I feel like I'm respected in my home, and let me tell you why. X, Y, and Z. That X, Y, and Z may be different than another guy's A, B, or C. So it's going to be quite interesting to hear from you gentlemen. And then ladies, from you, is it even realistic to say, as a wife, you are to give unconditional respect to your husband? And if it is, why or why not? How about that for an introduction? All right, let me open in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are both loving and respecting of all that you have created and made. And we just pray that today's show would be committed to you, and that you would allow us to go wherever we're supposed to go today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. My phone number live in studio is 888-432-7434. It might not be the kind of topic that ladies, you want to call in on. You might be like, nah, I'm not talking about respecting my man. Or gentlemen, you might want to give a call and say, you know what, my wife, let me give a shout out. She does respect me. I feel much like a man because of her. Did you know, ladies, that you can make a guy feel like a man? You know what, gentlemen, we'll talk next week on her. But for him right now, let's give it up for him, ladies. What do you think? Unconditional respect. Ephesians 5:33 says she ought to respect her husband. What do you think about that? You know, the word submit is used as well. You may have seen that preached once or twice. But we're using the word respect, and that is the word that's in the New International Version, this idea of supporting, submitting, lifting up, giving deference to is what that word means. And so is it possible, would the Lord ask you to do that? And by the way, you don't have to. Here's the thing about it. First of all, you don't have to be married. You could say, you know what, because I don't feel like I can give any man my unconditional respect, I'm not going to marry him. And you know what? You're allowed to say that. You have the power to say it. You have the power of choice. And it's not selfish to know yourself. If you know that, no, I'm not going to be able to give deference to and respect my husband above myself for the rest of my life, yoke to this person for the rest of my human life, it's better not to get married. And to be able to say that with a sense of confidence, not selfishness, I think is okay. Now, you may not all agree with me. That's my two cents on it, but I wanted you to know that's how I feel about it. You should be able to say yes to the man. When you say I do and I will, you ought to really be able to say yes, that's really what I want to do, not because you have to do it. All right. And so I want to hear from you. I've got to run to my commercial break now. As soon as I get back, I'm going to go right to the phone lines. We'll kick it off with Brittany in Bowie, Maryland, when I come back. And we're going to go to you as well. So this would be the time during the break. Get in where you fit in. My number is 888-432-7434.
Want more Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson? You can now catch Dr. Anderson's half-hour radio highlight show on Saturdays at 7 p.m. right here on WAVA 105.1. You'll enjoy recent conversations he's had with callers to this show. Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson, Weekend Edition, Saturday, 7 p.m. on WAVA. Check it out. For more information about Dr. Anderson, visit andersonspeaks.com.
If you live in the Bowie, Greenbelt, Glendale, or Woodmore area, anywhere in that vicinity, guess what? Laser Landscaping LLC wants to make your lawn look beautiful. They will mow your lawn. They'll edge around the outskirts of your lawn. They'll put up plants, whatever you need to make your house pop, they'll do it for you. Give them a call, 240-516-4967. That's 240-516-4967. Ask for the owner, Fidel, and tell him that Dr. Anderson sent you.
Welcome back to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. For more information about this program or for resources from Dr. Anderson, please visit andersonspeaks.com. To watch on Facebook Live or to view past episodes, visit Dr. Anderson's public figure Facebook page. Just search Dr. David Anderson and click like. You can also watch live on YouTube. Just search for Anderson Speaks, all one word, and make sure to subscribe. Join our text community and receive a free weekly textpiration from Dr. Anderson. Just text the word INSPIRE to 97000. That's INSPIRE to 97000. And now, back to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
That's me. It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Best Buy Waterproofing is ready to hook you up with a dry home, especially if it's raining or icy and then it melts. And guess what happens? You've got puddles all around. Amber and I were so happy when we got rid of all those puddles flowing in our backyard that came in, dug a trench, put in a system, and now we have a dry backyard. Even after it rains or after it snows or the ice melts, guess what? It goes right into the ground. The sun comes up and now we have grass. That's good news. Well, they can hook you up too. Just go to BestBuyWaterproofing.com. Three words, BestBuyWaterproofing.com. Or if you want to give them a call and tell them that I sent you, they can schedule an appointment for you right now. Do not deal with water sitting at the base of your basement door, or you've got that coloration in your ceiling because it's dripping from your roof. You don't have to live that way. They'll hook you up and take care of you. Their phone number is 844-980-3707, 844-980-3707, or just go to BestBuyWaterproofing.com. Now, as I promised, I'm going to go to Brittany, who's in Bowie, Maryland. If you want to call me, it's Marriage Monday, and the question is unconditional respect. Is it possible for a wife to give her husband unconditional respect? Well, Miss Brittany, what do you say?
Hi, thank you so much, Dr. Anderson, for taking my call today. This was a good topic for me personally because I am married and I'm going through a divorce. I spoke to you some months ago, and in my personal opinion, I feel that if a woman is going to marry a man, you should know who you're marrying and you should be able to respect your husband. I feel if you can't respect your husband, or if you can't respect the man, you shouldn't, you know, marry him. Unfortunately, yeah. With me, it backfired. So
how so?
I did. So I respected my husband. I tried to allow him to lead, but it's hard to follow a man who does not know how to lead.
Right.
So once you show that you don't know how to lead, and once the trust is broken, it's hard to it's hard to have that respect. Now, the thing about it, when you say unconditional, that's where I'm challenged in, because
right.
Yeah, because even though, you know, I've seen, like, you know, even though he showed me who he was after, you know, I try to have respect, but it's like when someone is not respecting you, it's very challenging to have the respect. But if you do the right part, you know, if you do your premarital counseling and things of that nature, and you're in the phase where you're getting married, you should already have established that you can have respect for a person. You shouldn't marry them if you.
Well, you're right. You shouldn't. If you can't respect them, don't marry them, because it's not like your respect's going to grow. But you're in you were in a challenging situation where after you married, you began to lose respect for that person that wasn't respecting you. That's where the challenge is, right?
Yes, it is. And it's very challenging because, again, when you use the word unconditional.
That's what's going to get you right there.
That's what's going to get you, exactly. So it's like no matter what I did to try to have the respect, it was just like you're not having respect to me. And
right.
Nowadays I'm in a millennial, you know, generation. So a lot of the times people feel like to get respect, you have to give it.
Right.
And I just kind of felt like, well, since you're my husband, you know, I'm trying to have the respect for you as a wife. I'm trying to support you. I'm trying to be there for you. But when you're making these decisions, not as a couple, you're not coming to me. You're just, at this point, it's more dictating. It's hard for me to have respect for you. And it's hard for me to trust your leadership because I don't agree.
And, what does respect look like when you don't, it's not been earned? You know, how do I submit to, support, how do I respect somebody who's not respectable? You know, what does that look like? And that's going to be the challenge, because trying to respect someone who you really don't have respect for is where you need that Christianity, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You know, because the Lord doesn't say respect people that are respectable. That's the easy part. It's respecting those that are of disrepute, who make it difficult for your life. And so it's really cool that you called in to even share your own personal journey. And we wish you the best. Okay, Miss Brittany.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
God bless you, dear one. May the Lord give you all the grace that you need in order to get through this season. Well, what do you think about this idea of respect? Unconditional respect is the question. Is it realistic for a wife to give unconditional respect to her husband? That's today. Now, next Monday, we're going to reverse it, right? Is it reasonable for a husband to give unconditional love to his wife? So, ladies, in case you're just joining me, like, why are you harping on that? Nope, ladies first. So that's why we're coming to you first. Next week, it's the men. So make sure you hold on. Tell me why or why not. Here's my number, 888-432-7434. Let's go to Angie. She's in Woodbridge, Virginia. Hello, Angie. How are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm alive and grateful. So glad you're calling. What are you thinking?
Well, this is the first time I've called you, but I just love your show.
Yay.
And this, like Miss Brittany, this hits home with me. This is a wonderful topic.
Thanks. Well, you know, one of my writers on Facebook says, Catherine Paris says, respect is earned in all caps, not given. What do you think about that, Angie? You would agree with that? Don't agree with that? Is respect challenging?
Well,
what do you think?
I think that in marriage, it definitely is earned. But I think in marriage, because, you know, you love each other. And I know that men are big on respect and women are big on love. So
right.
I understand why you're looking at those two areas. Sure. But I just kind of like Brittany's personal story, and this is why it hits with me. I do think it is possible to have unconditional respect, especially if you're a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that the hard way because I divorced an Iraqi man who's a Muslim.
Okay.
And, you know, he came to this country, we got married, and he had just, you know, not been in this country very long, and we got married right away. So he's from a very patriarchal Middle Eastern society to begin with.
Why'd you marry him?
You know, I loved him. I just thought he was great.
Okay.
I just thought he was great. He was hilarious, intelligent.
Right, gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, but everything fell apart when because of religious differences, and I won't go into all that, but the whole respect thing, he, you know, looking back, you know, he did accuse me a few times of not treating him with the respect that a man deserves, and why don't I let him be the man in the relationship once in a while? And,
okay.
You know, I was in the military, so I have a very strong personality, and he wanted to be the top dog in the marriage.
But you knew that when you married him, right?
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, so I learned a lot of lessons from all that, though. And I was not a staunch, strong Christian at the time, but now I am.
I
and now
see.
That I look back on that, I think it is very possible to have unconditional respect for your husband, because that does not equate to unconditional acceptance and agreement
of whatever he does.
That's right.
Now, if you were a stronger Christian back then, Angie, do you think you would have still married him, or you thought you may not have?
know.
Yeah, so if you get married again, you probably have your eyes wide open on this one, don't you?
I do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thanks for hanging with me today and sharing a bit of your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Blessings. So glad you called in. And thanks for serving our country in the military. And I bet you that that Iraqi guy, Muslim brother, probably misses you now. Says, you know what? I had myself a good deal. What did I mess up there with Miss Angie out of Woodbridge, Virginia? Well, somebody else may be down the line if that's exactly what God wants for you. You got your eyes wide open. So I'm hoping to be a good Christian, solid, God-glorifying marriage. Well, ladies, unconditional respect, somebody says online. Unconditional, such a strong word. Yep, I could have made it easy. Y'all wouldn't be calling me right now. And we're talking about unconditional love, unconditional respect. Next week is the gentleman. If you're just calling me, we'll talk about can you unconditionally love a woman regardless, okay? But today, the question, is it realistic for a wife to give unconditional respect to her husband? Ephesians 5:33. Why or why not? Let's see what Marshall has to say in Laurel, Maryland. Hi, Marshall. Dr. Anderson here. How you doing?
I'm good, Dr. Anderson. I am good. So I will say this. Respect is not earned. That's not biblical. It's a worldly way of thinking. But I do understand the dilemma that our women face today that with men that are not submissive to Christ themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say 1 Peter 3, verse 1, likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So respect plays a lot in that. So,
in other words, you're saying God, you're saying, Marshall, God can use a respectful, godly woman to help change her disrespectful, ungodly husband.
I believe so. I really, truly believe in my heart, or that husband, because what happens is we don't know what these men's walk with Christ is like.
Mm-hmm.
So we know a godly man should understand his place in the household to where he will be receptive of her walk. And he would respect her. You know, I've seen some marriages turned around because of love. At the end of the day, respect is love.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's a powerful thing.
Well, and you know, it's probably not an easy thing either for women to unconditionally respect a man who's not gaining, earning, even trying to respect her.
It's hard.
So that's where you said there is the dilemma. But this is where I'm telling you, this is where we need Christianity, because there ain't no way.
It's hard. I feel for women because it is hard, but we have to stay focused individually. Women have to definitely stay focused on Christ and not the man, because when we start focusing on the individual's behaviors, then that's when we lose focus of Christ.
Yep, except when he started lifting his hand at her and it starts hitting, then you got
that's a problem.
That's a real problem. We don't want him walking away thinking, well, unconditional respect means he can treat me like dirt and I have to stay. Yeah, I made my decision a long time ago as a pastor. I'm not going to tell a woman she has to go home to another beating. I'm not going to do it. And I'm not going to use the Bible to justify it. However, having said
that,
I could also call the men of the church to go jack him up. No, I'm just kidding. Hang on. Let me.
Yeah. But you know what?
I'm calling Marshall. Hey, we going to knock on his door, right?
We will have a good conversation with that fella. And listen, but what I am saying is that she also has to respect herself enough also, if that is happening, that she has to go where she's safe at.
There you go. Hey, listen, man, I like hanging out with you. I hope you'll call me again, okay?
Next week.
Oh, you better. All right, brother, take care. Next week, we're talking about the men loving their wives unconditionally. Unconditionally. We're throwing that word in there, and that's what makes it tough. All right. And by the way, ladies, if you're in a situation where you're taking a beating from a dude, let me give you two words. Protective order. Got it? 888-432-7434. If you don't know what that means, just call a police officer, police station. Say, what is a protective order and how do I get one? 888-432-7434. 7434. I will unconditionally respect you with a protective order. I'm coming right back. It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Hi, I'm Katie Pavlich. The left wants to take away your firearms. If they had it their way, only government would own guns. It's time to use the First Amendment to protect the Second Amendment. That's what BearingArms.com is all about. When you log on to BearingArms.com, you'll get vital updates on the fight to preserve your Second Amendment freedoms. Plus, eye-opening reports and informative reviews on guns and gear.
Saving liberty and lives. That's what it's all about at BearingArms.com. Log on today, BearingArms.com.
Hi, Don Crow here for New Look Home Design. You know, owning and maintaining a home can be challenging at times, but getting a new roof does not have to be in that category. Not if you talk with Patrick Fingles and the folks at New Look Home Design. How easy can they make it? Well, listen to some of the things New Look offers to make getting that new roof easy. How about virtual and on-site same-day estimates? On-the-spot financing. And right now, you'll save 50% off of all roofing materials, and qualified applicants can get 0% financing until 2022. Talk about easy. All you have to do is call 800-279-5300. And by the way, their call center actually does answer the phone when you call. No waiting for a contractor to call you back. Why not make it easy on yourself and getting that new roof by calling 800-279-5300 right now? Or just visit New Look Home Design on the web. While they can't make everything easy, they can make getting a new roof easy.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg, and I'm excited to tell you that I will be joining my friends at Salem Media Group in the summer of 2021 to host a cruise to Alaska. If you've ever dreamed of exploring this amazing place, now's your opportunity, and this from the comfort of our first-class ship. The week will be enhanced as my friends Laura Story and Michael O'Brien lead us in worship, and as together we look at God's Word for both challenge and inspiration. I look forward to seeing you there.
Go to WAVA.com, keyword Alaska. That's WAVA.com, keyword Alaska.
Family Life Today with Bob Lapine and David and Ann Wilson is heard weekdays at 7:30 a.m. on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Alexa can play WAVA FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? Worse yet, how many customers are your competitors stealing from you because they are? The vast majority of the population is on social media nearly every day shopping. Does your business have an effective selling presence on social media? We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Today is an encore presentation of Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. We're not taking your calls today, but thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
If you need basement waterproofing, structural repair, mold, mildew, guess what? All you have to do is call Best Buy Waterproofing to get all that out of your home, that mold and that mildew. They'll check you out. They'll give you a good quote. They'll help you out, okay? Give them a call at 844-980-3707. That's BestBuyWaterproofing.com. You can even text them. If you just go to that website, BestBuyWaterproofing.com, you can chat with somebody right there. That's pretty cool. Now, if you want to call me, we are talking on this Marriage Monday about unconditional respect. Is it realistic for a wife to give unconditional respect to her husband, according to Ephesians 5:33? If not, why not? If so, tell me how. There's a lot of conversation and debate going on right now on my Facebook Live page. A big hello to Paula Altman, as well as to Janice Fonseca and Robin Fulmer Moses. Andrew Altman, owner of Best Buy Waterproofing's on right now. If you want to talk to him on my Facebook page, holler at him there. And Shifra Yakovel Israel is there. Kimberly Pope is there. Marshall Jermaine Britt and Donald Francisco says, wow, this is a deep and tough stuff. That's for sure. Lucy Reyes Blair is in the house. So thank you all of you who are on my page, Leslie Lightfoot Anderson and the rest of you. Keep talking. I'll be checking in with you in a moment. But right now, let me give you my phone number in case you want to call me now. 888-432-7434. Jonathan is in Washington, D.C., so let's go there. Hey, Jonathan, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Thanks for calling.
I would ask you, but I know you're alive and grateful.
How'd you know? How'd you know?
Because I listen.
Thank you for listening and for calling and for contributing, because I bet you have a good thought or question, don't you?
I have a thought, and usually it's a question as I, you know, grow and everything. I think that I would never say that that a woman could not ever unconditionally love. I think that's a tough thing.
Oh, I know it is.
I think that because of God, it is possible.
Yes.
But what I've learned, Dr. Anderson, that things like terms like respect, mm-hmm. And other terms, they just don't, you just don't understand them in one day.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that, to me, with my life, I've had to walk a certain way, think a certain way, be kind, humble, empathetic, to have greater understanding of all these terms. It's not about, oh, yeah, I know it, I got it.
Mm.
I think that, I just believe that when you think you understand respect and love and all of these things, and you think you have it, you don't. Because I think it's an ever-growing process.
Well, I tell you
that's
what.
That's a tough.
I tell you what, though, man, that takes some depth and wisdom, what you're saying. It's not. You're right. It's not. It's like trying to understand God, right? I mean,
I believe so. And so I think it's a very, very tough thing to be human and to be unconditionally in anything. And
yeah,
I found that my vision is greater when I started going in a path of trying to be spiritual and godly. I just see it a lot more. And more comes, more to understand. So that I hesitate with the respect issue, because a lot of us say that we understand, we do this, we respect. And so a lot of times we miss things.
We don't even understand what it means.
We don't even understand what it means, because we haven't walked the way that God has given us enough vision, knowledge, and enough tools to really understand what it all is. I think that's a tough one.
Well, maybe the answer is, by God's grace, I can. Like, I mean, Peter said he would never deny the Lord, and look what happens. He denied him three times. So maybe a part of it is, by God's grace, I can.
And that's where I am. I think that's more where I am, because I'm forever learning, forever loving, forever practicing kindness. And I realize that the more you practice these things, the greater your understanding becomes, and the more you understand how
it's a good,
they are.
It's a good thought, Jonathan. Thank you so much for hanging with me. I appreciate you, my brother.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Holler at you down the road. By the way, the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-SAFE. 800-799-SAFE. 800-799-7233, just in case you're in need of that. Okay, we don't want you to be in a house where you're being hit and beat and everything else. So give them a call if you need them, all right? Just hide in the closet, give them a call, let them tell you what to do, okay? I'm coming right back. I'm going to my commercial break. As soon as I get back, I'm going to grab Shifra and Brother Lawrence and Don. Let's see if we can catch y'all. If you want to get in for this show, this would be the time to call you. Once I get through the other calls, I'm coming right to you, but you got to get in right now where you fit in. We're talking about unconditional respect. Is it possible, ladies? 888-43-BRIDGE.
When asked the question raised by her professor, "Why are you here at Omega Graduate School?" Sebla Digluhailu answered in one of her essays like this: "I was not there just to add a prefix to my name, though that would feel good. The greater purpose of my preparation at OGS is to fulfill my mandate to be a change agent. The doctoral study is a time of preparation for me to see and to think, to understand the times, and to craft my way in fulfilling my calling." Sebla Digluhailu, a current Doctor of Philosophy student from Ethiopia, is a counselor and adjunct psychology professor who hosts a weekly radio show in the capital city of Ethiopia and is an advocate for empowering women and children. What is your profession, and how can OGS help you grow to the next level in your graduate education? Dr. David Anderson is the new chancellor of Omega Graduate School, formerly known as Oxford Graduate School, and your education as a working adult is important to him, to God, and to all who will be changed in the world because of your important research. Go to ogs.edu today and apply, or call 1-800-933-6188.
It's Best Buy Waterproofing and Best Buy Design Build. So, who is this superhero guy flying over the neighborhood looking for leaky basements and leaky roofs to repair? Visit BestBuyWaterproofing.com or call 844-980-3707 24/7 to see what heroic home repair services look like. Basement waterproofing, mold and mildew remediation, structural repair, foundation crack injection, sump pump systems, roofing and gutters, siding and decks. So, you went to BestBuyWaterproofing.com and called 844-980-3707. Who's the real hero now? You are.
Under one roof, from one side to the other. Under one roof, from the inside out.
We've got you covered from top to bottom. At Best Buy, your whole house is our business.
Does your church have legal challenges? McCullum & Associates has experience with pastor-church relations, administration and organizational issues, church liability and risk management, and real estate matters. This firm understands the legal aspects of the problems, as well as the spiritual implications of those same problems inside and outside the court. Call McCullum & Associates today at 301-864-6070. That's 301-864-6070.
Happiness is closer than you think. My listeners already know I believe in professional counseling, and I'm happy to tell you how you can get outstanding counseling right at home, at work, or wherever you feel most comfortable. It's easy with eHome Counseling. You can get an outstanding counselor via video. It's convenient, confidential, and flexible. You know, sometimes life is hard, but eHome Counseling will help you. They'll help you through your struggles of depression, anxiety, addiction, or PTSD. eHome Counseling can help, and they take major insurance. So give them a call at 833-40-EHOME. That's 833-40-EHOME. Or catch them online, ehomegroup.com. That's ehomegroup.com. Happiness is closer than you think. It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Unconditional respect. Is it realistic for a wife to give unconditional respect to her husband? If you're just joining us, don't worry, ladies. Next Monday, unconditional love. Is it possible, realistic for a man, a husband, to give unconditional love to his wife? Well, we're in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33 is where we're getting that that phrase that a woman ought to respect her own husband. What do you think? 888-432-7434. I've got Shifra. She's in Annandale, Virginia, I believe. Hello, Ms. Schiffer. How are you?
How are you doing, Dr. Anderson?
I'm alive and grateful, my sister. How are you doing?
Wonderful, thank you. You're the expert on marriage, so this is a great topic.
Well, I never said I was the expert on marriage. It's by grace that God blessed me with a wonderful wife, so it makes it a lot easier when you have a good wife.
Yes. The thing my mother, she taught all of us is that we should love and respect people.
Yeah.
And about kindness and all that good stuff you said. But unfortunately, some of these women these days, they need counseling.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know some friends. Yeah. I know two ladies that are engaged now to get married. And
okay.
They're very sweet, so I think they would do well. I hope they would do
did
well.
Did they get premarital counseling, do you know?
I don't know. I'll find out and get back to you. But I know they're just very sweet ladies.
Okay,
and
well,
that
good.
They should do well.
Well, I sure hope so. They say that those that get premarital counseling have about an 85% better rate of staying married than those who don't. So I hope that that's helpful information for them. So anyway, what are you thinking about today, Ms. Shifra?
I think it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, like you always say, all things are possible with the Lord.
With
I think
God.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's possible. I can't wait till next week, though.
I bet you can't either. You, I bet you the phone line's going to be lit up and everybody going to be listening next week. So,
hey, I'm sending this to all my friends. They're going to be mad at me, but I don't care. They're going to be like, you always tell them that's what God had to say about marriage. That's right.
Oh, Lord. Well, God bless you, my sister, okay?
Thank you. God bless
all right,
you, too.
We'll see you down the road. Schiffer's right. Next week, we're talking to the men, asking them if it is possible, is it realistic to unconditionally love your wife. You know, it's a great question, even if it wasn't Marriage Monday. Is it even possible to unconditionally love other human beings? And what would it be like? Well, you know what? Let me stop. That's next week. I'm sticking with this week. Unconditional respect. I got Brother Lawrence on the line in Clinton, Maryland. Let me go there. Hey, Brother Lawrence, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dr. Anderson. How are you?
Oh, I'm alive and grateful. Thank you for hanging with me. What are you thinking?
Well, I think it's a great, great topic, but I don't know how you can have one topic next week without the other, because the answer is kind of the same with both of them, and I've heard that answer come. All things are possible with God.
Yes.
And the world is moving so much in the direction of the world and not in the direction of God that you don't know what's okay and what's not okay unless you're following the Word of God.
And
the Word of God clearly says that we must give unconditional respect and unconditional love next Monday and this Monday.
And so, on both Mondays.
If we really try to live according to God's will, we don't have a choice. The wives must give unconditional respect, and actually the husbands should be giving unconditional respect also.
Well, you know,
we're going by the scripture specifically.
Yeah.
And the husbands must love for their wives.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes vice versa. But I think that if we just go more by what the Word of God says and not by what man says and not by what we feel, then it's a done deal.
It's almost like, Brother Lawrence, it takes faith. By faith, I can do it. It takes faith in the Lord to say, look, I don't know what's going to come 10 years from now or 10 days from now, 10 months from now, but I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight, and I'm going to believe that it's possible because the Word of God says it is.
And not only that, but we can't please God without faith. So if we're not using the faith concept that you're talking about, we're not pleasing God when we're not giving unconditional love and unconditional respect.
Right.
So we might be pleasing the world, and it might be okay by the world. But if we're going to really do this thing the way the Word of God says and what God wants as opposed to what we want and as opposed to what the world wants, we can't please God without faith. And faith tells us that we must give unconditional respect to our husbands and our wives, and we must give unconditional love to our wives and our husbands.
Hey, that's next week, Brother Lawrence.
Okay.
I hope you'll be with me.
I'll be with you. God bless you.
All
and
right.
Thank you so much. It's a wonderful topic.
Thank you. God bless you. Well, you know, it is not easy, right? But the Lord never gives us these commands because they're easy. He says, I will be with you. Like, if we could do it all on ourselves, for ourselves, by ourselves, we wouldn't even need the Lord. And so the Lord gives us commands not because we can do it in and of ourselves, but because he's with us and the power of the Holy Spirit will help us. The prayer might be, Lord, help me to be more respectful to my husband. Lord, help me to be more loving to my wife, because I surely can't do it on my own. And honestly, Lord, I want to strangle the spouse you gave me. So help me, Lord, and help me hold my tongue and help me serve without complaining and with joy. I tell you, friends, the only reason I do this show is because not only does it strengthen you, but it strengthens me, right? And here's the good news. We need more of it. Like, we don't get enough, you know, listening to all the other things in our noise in the world. There's so much out there, you know, that sometimes we just need to talk about this. And where else are you going to talk about it? Who else are you going to talk about it with? If you have other people, that's awesome. But nowadays, I turn the radio from place to place, and I don't get any sense of, I can talk to somebody about God's word, and I want to do it. And so I love to preach now. Don't get me wrong. I preach every single week, and you listen, and I preach, right? But there's something about being able to have a conversation. To talk it through, that helps with discipleship. So if I can disciple you and pastor you and walk with you, even on radio, then it is a privilege for me. All right, let me go to Don. He's in Alexandria, Virginia. Hey, Brother Don, how you doing today?
Fine. Thank you, Dr. A. I appreciate the paradise ice cream. It was awesome.
Oh, you got it. Oh, that's great. That's great. You put it on Facebook. I got to see it. And you got did you get peanut butter? What'd you get again?
No, I got the lemon pound cake and the cookie dough. Awesome.
Good Lord. Now, those are two separate ones, or did they put it together?
It's two separate ones. I put them together.
Oh, my goodness. See, now I'm going to have to try that cookie. Well, you know, I already had – I like the cookie dough. But I haven't had the other one, the lemon pound cake. Does it taste like pound cake?
Oh, yeah. It does, surely does. Really good.
Wow. Well, big shout-out to Eric Staggers. He's the owner over there. Strong, strong Christian brother and friend. That's Paradise Ice Cream. If people want to know more, they can go to paradise-catering.com. So what do you think about today's topic, Don, from Alexandria?
Awesome. Love it. You keep it real, Doc. I see why you call it real talk. So respect has to be mutual and defined specifically. Mm. Some people may define respect a little differently. A couple with that premarital counseling, what does respect look like? I don't want my wife to respect me for the wrong reason. I don't want her to be in fear and trembling.
Right.
So, you know, if you have this manipulative respect, that could be wrong. I mean, I'm doing something out there, and because of our fear, okay, I'm respecting her. No, I don't want
right,
that.
Right, right. And maybe that's not really respect anyway. Maybe it's fear.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. There you have it, Doc. So the motivations behind the respect, is it for selfishness, manipulation, tit for tat?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think the respect is definitely important. Not just, my heart hurts for the sister who said she was trying to respect her husband, couldn't get good leadership. That's what I'm working on, better leadership personally.
Good.
To give clear direction.
Well, good, because I know the wife will appreciate that. Many wives do. And you make a good point so far as defining what respect is, mutual respect, but defining what does that look like? What does it feel like to the other person? Because you can think that, you know, you're doing enough to gain their respect, only to find out that that person doesn't respect you for what you're doing. And that if you would do something else, they would respect you more, you know? And so, and you're like, wow, if I would have known that, it'd be easy for me to do that too, you know? And so I think that that's actually a really smart point on your part. Ask the spouse, you know, or the future spouse, if you're in pre-engagement counseling, but even if you're in counseling now, to say, what does respect look like for you now? Because it could have been different 10 years ago, right? And
yeah.
You lost respect for me, yeah. And I didn't even know you were losing it. And that's all because I was, what, unemployed or you know, who even knows? And so I think you've just brought into the conversation the importance of communication. Thank you so much, Don. I'm going to run to my commercial break because I have to. But as soon as I get back, I'm going to land this plane. You've been listening to and watching Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
This is Dan Propp for townhall.com. In William Faulkner's classic redemption tale, Requiem for None, Gavin Stephen tells Temple Drake, the past is never dead. It's not even past. Indeed, past events have staying power in the present and influence on future decisions. This certainly applies to America's geopolitical and domestic responses to COVID. Ascertaining the virus's origin is important to our present relationship with China and China's role in the world's future. And accounting for the domestic response, primarily the lockdowns, is equally important. The evidence is mounting here, too. University of Chicago economist Casey Mulligan recently published a study concluding workers have been 4 to 5 times less safe outside their workplace than inside it. Research by statisticians at the University of Munich similarly concluded there was no direct connection between falling infection rates and the national lockdown imposed last November. America's COVID redemption story starts with an acknowledgement that lockdowns were counterproductive and a commitment to apply that present understanding to future pandemics.
publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Trying to understand different roofing prices can be confusing. There's the way too low price. I mean, you immediately don't trust it. Then there's the way too high price. It almost makes you fall out of your chair. And then there's the roofing price that's just right. Not too high, not too low. It's the Goldilocks price. It's perfect. At New Look, we offer perfect pricing. And we do it with TPT, Total Price Transparency. We give you line-by-line pricing so you know exactly what you're paying for. Find out why over 40,000 homeowners have chosen New Look. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials and qualify for zero interest financing. It's roofing pricing that's just right. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
When you need home service, do you feel anxiety and dread scheduling? Me too. But when it's electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, I can schedule with my own company. And I'm relaxed knowing that I'll get world-class service. But wait, so can you. I'm Chuck Teets, founder of AActionHomeServices.com. Call me today at 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com. Problem solved.
Pastor Greg Laurie discusses his new book, Billy Graham, The Man I Knew.
It's really a book written by an evangelist, that's me, about the greatest evangelist, that's Billy. And so I bring insights that maybe other books have not really touched on. I also weave in a lot of my personal experiences. So if you want to learn more about this man that changed the world, get your copy of Billy Graham, The Man I Knew.
Yours for a gift of any amount at harvest.org.
Hello, friends. This is Janice Fonseca, producer of Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. I want to thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking radio show where Dr. Anderson creates a safe, uncommon table to build bridges where there's a divide. Because like he says, comprehension begins with conversation. Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson is a nonprofit ministry, and it is made possible with generous listeners like you. Will you consider partnering with us? It's really easy. Let me tell you how. Go to AndersonSpeaks.com and click on the donate button. Consider giving a monthly donation. If you're a business and want to sponsor Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson, email me at info@AndersonSpeaks.com. Together we can build bridges and have great conversations on Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Become a partner or a sponsor and go to AndersonSpeaks.com and donate. Join us again tomorrow at 3 p.m. and Saturday at 7 p.m. We want you to be part of this conversation. We can't do this without you. We look forward to your partnership and sponsorship. AndersonSpeaks.com.
And thank you so much for your support. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'll be here tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and we'll continue this dance all throughout the week. I hope you'll dance with me, hang with me, talk with me, and listen and pass on the good news. You can always go to my Facebook page, at Anderson Speaks. That's the handle for all of my social media, including my Facebook page. Lots of comments going on today about unconditional respect. And Catherine Paris says, are you supposed to stay in a marriage that is abusive or cheaty? Well, you know, it's a good question. I don't know if you're supposed to take abuse or cheaty, as you put it. I do think you get counseling and you work on it and try your best not to have an abusive or a cheaty marriage. But stay in the marriage. You should for as long as you can, but not if it's unsafe. That's why I gave this number, the National Domestic Violence Hotline. I wouldn't want any woman or man for that reason, for that as well. But 800-799-SAFE. 800-799-SAFE. Those numbers are 800-799-7233. I don't want anybody to be being assaulted regularly. You can leave the situation. You can call the police. It may not lead to divorce, but it should lead to separation to get yourself out of that environment. Ellen Harris says, hey, I just had my big ice cream sandwich. Well, that's good news, Ellen. If you want some good old ice cream, you know, they'll deliver it to you for a charge. And so that's the good news. You can go online, order what you want. They'll bring it to your door. Huh? Well, what? That's right. With a mask on and everything, leave it right there for you. So you might want to call Paradise Ice Cream. Their web address is paradise-catering.com. If you want to just call them and say, hey, I heard you, about you on Dr. Anderson's show, you know, let's work this thing out right now. Just give them a call directly, 703-913-9445. Got it? 703-913-9445. I got my fresh fade. Can you see it? Christopher's Barber Studio. Jeffrey hooked me up in Elkridge, Maryland. And then I went to Pearl Smiles Dental. That's why my smile is so nice. I got my teeth cleaned. Do you get your teeth cleaned every 6 months? You should get your teeth cleaned. I got mine cleaned. PearlSmilesDental.com. Check them out. These are my my friends, my sponsors. And, you know, if I use them, then you can trust it, right? Because I'm not going anywhere to let people all up in my teeth on my head feeding me food. No, I'm going to the places I trust. That's Paradise Ice Cream. That's Christopher's Barber Studio.com. That's PearlSmilesDental.com. And I trust BestBuyWaterproofing.com as well in my house. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you're the greatest God, the greatest husband, the greatest lover. Lord, we just thank you so much that you care for us and keep us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father, help your children.
Need your air conditioner tuned up? Call A-Action and get your AC service for $59. That's right, $59. Call 703-922-1900.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1.
or on iHeart. Tune in and now on radio.com.
Pointing you to God every day. We're 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you